difference. So both North and South Dakota states should have their run of the mill this weekend.
Right. And that game is on ESPN Plus at noon. That wraps up that segment for and the first hour of Sully's College Football Page here on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes and the Grand Poobah. Yeah. Sully is across from me.
Somebody should sit in for me.
Yeah.
Buck Welsh has been working in the golf business since 1976, became a PGA member in 1984, and has been teaching for over 40 years. His philosophy has always been to work with the individual golfer, building on the way they do things and making them better with what they have to work with. Call Buck at 715-581-2646 or check out the website www.bucksgolfshop.com to get more info about lessons.
iClinic of Wisconsin believes that clear vision and hearing are priceless. iClinic of Wisconsin is equipped to handle all your eye and hearing care needs. When you need specialty in surgical eye care, why not work with the best? Let the team of professionals at iClinic of Wisconsin see you. iClinic of Wisconsin has 7 convenient locations that include Wausau, Abtigo, Medford, Merrill, Rhinelander, Stevens Point, and Wisconsin Rapids. Visit their Facebook page or website at www.iclinicwi.com. iClinic of Wisconsin, one vision, yours.
As a proud member of the Wausau Marathon, Edgar, and Athens communities, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home has built a reputation for having a deep commitment to personal service. When you need compassionate concern and expert guidance day or night, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home is the one to call. You can trust them to take care of every detail at a time it matters most. Located in Wausau, Marathon, Edgar, and Athens, Peterson Kramer Funeral Home, friends you've trusted and depended on since 1914. Krasowski Dental offers the most effective cosmetic and neuromuscular dentistry procedures and treatments. When you walk through the doors, you'll experience an incredibly comfortable and pleasant atmosphere where you'll be treated like family. Krasowski Dental offers 24-hour emergency service and care so you don't have to wait, and offers many of the newest dental technologies and perks to make your dental experience comfortable and less stressful. Schedule your appointment now with Krasowski Dental, North 17th Avenue, Wausau.
Don't you just love a good football game? Don't you just love a new car or a new truck or a new motorcycle? And don't you just love saving money? Then you'll love Clover Belt Credit Union, your go-to team for saving money with a great rate vehicle loan. Great rates are what make Clover Belt the leader in vehicle loans. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, ATVs, if it's got a motor and it rolls on wheels, Clover Belt Credit Union has the great rate financing you want. Give us a call and we'll get your great rate loan rolling. Clover Belt Credit Union, your team for great rates.
The Dirks Group started in 1999 as an alternative to traditional IT service providers. From the start, they focused on customized solutions for the needs of each client. Today, they serve over 400 customers from locations in Wausau and Eau Claire. Go to dirksgroup.com for more information.
Charity's Bar in Marathon City. Great food, great service, a great place to meet friends. Come on down and watch the game or just hang out. It's Charity's Bar on County Road and in Marathon City.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Don't know that fight song, but I'm sure the Grand Poobah across from me does. I'm Joe Nino, sitting in for Chad Holmes at Sully's College Football Page here on 90.9 FM, 1230 AM. Joe, we got a special guest coming in today.
We do, and before we get to Troy, I want to let you know, Joe, you just argued or aggravated the entire state of Alabama because that's Alabama's fight song. All right.
I knew you would know that.
Oh yeah. Well, hey, our guest is Troy Champin. How you doing, Troy?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
As far as we know, Joe and I are muddling through. We're doing good.
Troy, nice to hear from you. I'm sure you're sitting in a tree stand somewhere.
Or in my man chair.
There you go.
So you're at Lops.
All right, Lops.
All right, hey, before we get started on this, I just wanted to give you a shout out, and our other sponsors, because of your support of this show, Troy, we are able to donate about $1,200 to nonprofits and charities within the Wausau community. And none of that happens without your support of the show. And so that goes to the women's community, to the Humane Society, to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital, to the Miracle Network, to Hager Home. And, you know, Troy, I know personally you've done good work with the volunteer fire department when you've been very much of an economic friend to them and helped them. So before we begin, I just wanted to give you a shout out and tell you we certainly appreciate what you do here and what you allow us to do. So thank you, Troy.
No, thank you. Thank you. It's always a fun listening to you guys, and being a part of the show is just a bonus. And obviously that money is going to go to some very good organizations. So thank you for that, Sully.
Oh, you are most welcome.
Welcome to the show, Troy. Tell us a little bit about Champion Insurance and what they offer and what you have up and coming or anything, anomalies out there people should know.
Well, you know, we're just a small family-owned agency. We've been around forever. You know, we have multiple companies to choose from, so we can kind of tailor something, you know, depending on the person's needs, whether it's personal lines or commercial lines or life insurance. We're not a captive agency, so we have multiple companies to choose from depending on the person's needs. So it works out normally pretty good.
That's awesome. That sounds great.
And I have to also mention, a few years back, I went to Troy to see if I could, you know, give him
some
business. Yeah, some things of that nature. And, you know, Troy, I don't know if you remember, but you looked at it all and you said, Sal, you're better off staying where you're at. You're better financially there than what I can do for you. And that's all I had to hear, Troy, because then I knew you were about the people you were serving, a lot like what you do with your work with that volunteer fire department. And I think it's important for people to know, when you go to this guy, you're going to get an honest assessment of what's best for you. So that's something, Troy, that needs to be mentioned. And in fact, I'm going to see you again in a couple of weeks about some other things I got.
Awesome. So, Troy, welcome. I'm sorry to talk over you. So, Troy, welcome to the show. Are you ready to go up against the Grand Poobah?
I sure am.
All righty. We're going to go right here. We're going to start off with you, Troy. We have Boise State at UNLV.
So I am going to go with Boise State. And as many people out there know, and I know Sully knows, I am not Mr. Sports. So... So I'm going to take some educated guesses, but I'm not a pro at this.
Is it because of the blue turf you picked him?
He might know it's blue. You know, and Troy, I know you're better than you say. Lopno once popped off about he was at a Brewer game with you, and you wanted to know what quarter it was in. But I know that is not accurate. But I got to tell you, Danny Mullen is at UNLV now. Really good coach. Guy's been around. He was good at Mississippi State. He had them at number one. Then he went to Florida. He got to the championship game, but they just didn't – and COVID
sometimes
hits.
The moments are bigger than what they're ready for.
But anyway, he's a very good coach, and they're 6-0. But Troy, I got to tell you, I'm with you. They've won some games by the skin of their teeth against teams that I think Boise would have their way with. Boise lost an opening game to South Florida, who's really good, and then Notre Dame. So I'm with you, Troy. I'm going with Boise.
Awesome. Here we go. We're going on to the second game here. Talked about this earlier. Iowa, Penn State at Iowa.
You know, and I got to tell you, Troy, Iowa is favored in this game, and the simulator likes them. I think the leadership at Penn State, the players have got to have a come-to-Jesus meeting at some point. Franklin's gone. It is what it is, whether they like it or don't like it. And they're not going to play for the Penn State fans. They're booing the guy that recruited them, a guy that they have a good relationship with for the most part, and the players are getting booed. So I think the players are going to talk about today, we're playing for one another. Their quarterback is gone as well. So I look for Penn State, Troy, to get this done against the Hawks.
You're picking Penn State?
I am.
All right. Well, I'm going to go opposite. I'm going to go with Iowa.
And you would be with the majority, the boys and girls in the desert have picked Iowa, and so has the simulator.
Pay attention to this game.
Yeah. So in a sense, I'm going against my own numbers here.
All righty. Moving on. We've reviewed this game earlier. Michigan, Washington at Michigan. This is you, Troy.
Okay. I'm going to go with Michigan on this one.
Okay. You know, Michigan is at home. Washington, they're kind of two teams. When they're at home, you really want to be very slow to pick against them. Maybe the Ohio States of this world who did beat them there, or the Oregons. But when they're on the road, they're a different animal. So I'm going to say Michigan coming off that loss gets it right this week. And Michigan, I'm with you. They beat the Huskies.
Ooh, okay.
Awesome. Moving on. Game four. Vanderbilt at home versus LSU.
And I'm up. Yeah, so this is my good buddy Brian Kelly, who people are still yelling about from his days at Notre Dame. They didn't like the guy, Troy, but he's a good coach. He's a very good coach. And I got to tell you, when Vandy was getting ready to play Alabama, their quarterback, Diego Pavier, you're going to like this, Troy.
Diego Pavier.
Yes, he was practicing the day before the game, taking a knee, because he was saying this is what that Alabama team is going to see at the end of the game, because Vandy's going to be whipping them, and we're going to be taking a knee to run the clock up. So, Troy, when I heard that, I was immediately for Alabama. And I am going with LSU talent-wise. Clark Leah has done a really good job at Vandy, but LSU has better players, and LSU is going to get this done, in my opinion, today.
Well, I am going to go opposite. I'm going to go with Vanderbilt.
And they're favored, so good choice.
Absolutely. Moving on to Duke, Georgia Tech. Duke at home, Georgia Tech on the road. And this is Troy, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I am going to go with Georgia Tech on this one.
You know, Troy, and we're going to align on this one. Haynes King, their quarterback, if you haven't seen that guy play and you've got some time this afternoon to watch some games, watch that kid. He is a true dual threat. He can run. He can escape, so he'll take off and run for 10, 12, 15 yards. He also will extend. He'll climb in the pocket, keep his eyes downfield, and as the under coverage comes up, he'll go right by an ear. This kid is the real deal. Duke is good, but I even at home, I think Georgia Tech goes in there and gets this done.
Troy?
Where am I here? Let's see here. Duke.
Good. Okay.
So all righty.
That's all I got. I was looking for it. I'm like, wait a second, where's my page? Yes, Duke.
Yeah, and that's their coach, Manny Diaz, is really, really done good work there. So not a bad choice.
Moving on to Arizona State, Texas Tech.
All right, and this is me, correct?
Yes.
Troy, Texas Tech is, in my opinion, far and away the best team in the Big 12. And I think that Arizona State at home is arguably the next best team. But all that oil money has gone into that Texas Tech roster. I really like Texas Tech in this game to win by 10 or more.
Troy?
Well, I am going to go with Texas Tech also.
Awesome. That's good. You guys are a meeting of a minds for that game. The next game we have is BYU at home versus Utah.
And this is this my
yes,
up? Okay, Troy. This is the holy war, and you know, last year BYU won this game, and the Utah athletic director was gonna sue anybody from his cousin Willie to his mother about what the officiating and some of the other things that occurred. Really intense game. And BYU having a very good year, but I don't think so. I think Utah gets some. I think Kyle Whittingham is just the exudes football coach, and they're going to find a way against BYU. I think they're a tad tougher than BYU.
Okay. Well, I am going to go with BYU.
There you go. Another head-to-head battle we can watch today. Awesome. Big game here. This is a coin toss, I think. Notre Dame at home versus USC. Troy, that's you.
All right. Notre Dame.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, you don't want to offend Sully. That's why you picked that one.
Well,
you know, I got to tell you, the site, Troy, if you get an opportunity, look, the site says that SC wins all eight categories when you do use the simulator, with the exception of one, I believe it's turnovers, that's a tie. So the site says it's SC 8-1. The boys and girls in the desert say no, it's Notre Dame by 10. Troy, I think Notre Dame will win this game, but SC is very dangerous. Notre Dame will win this game by running the ball. The best way to deal with that high-powered offense of SC is keep to get them on the sideline and let the sweat dry. So I'm with you, buddy. Notre Dame.
I couldn't have said it better than you.
Yeah, I know you were thinking all of that stuff.
All righty, moving on to what is turning out to be a really good matchup today, too. Alabama at home versus Tennessee. Troy, that is Sully, that is you.
Yeah, it's me. It's 9, right? Yeah. No, it's Troy. It's Troy because he has odd.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, I have Alabama circled, so that's the winner.
There you have it.
Awesome. Good deal.
You know, I think Alabama's quarterback play right now is the difference in this game. The fact that they're home helps, but their quarterback has been playing at as high a level as anybody in the country. And I just think in a game of this magnitude, I trust Alabama a little more to make the plays than Tennessee. Even though Josh Heupel, the coach at Tennessee's excellent coach. But I'm with you, Troy. I'm going with the Tide.
Awesome.
All right.
And now on to our final game of the Sully's College Football Page 10-Game Challenge. Georgia at Ole Miss. Lane Kiffin down in Ole Miss, I believe, right?
Yes. You know, these guys of late, Kirby Smart with his, I know I didn't call a timeout when, you know, you didn't need the Hubble to see him calling timeout. And he claimed he was just trying to wave or signal his team or some play or something, which was nonsense. To Kiffin last year with his fake injuries, I'm not sure who has the higher moral ground here of these two guys, you know, of late. But anyway, Troy, I'm going to say Alabama is, they're not playing. Ole Miss is unbeaten to this point. Georgia has the one loss, the 10th time they've lost to Alabama in 11 games, by the way. I'm going to go with Georgia. I like and trust Kirby more than I trust Peck's bad boy in Kiffin.
Right.
So I'm gonna go with Georgia.
All right. Well, I've had a little bit of help on this stuff. So on this one, it's going to be Ole Miss.
Oh, there you go. Lane Kiffin's got something rolling down there, and he pulls the rabbit out of the hat every once in a while. We just don't know if it's a rabbit or he's got someone handed him the rabbit.
Pick one.
Yeah, awesome. All righty, that's Sully's 10-game challenge with Troy. Troy, tell us a little bit more of Champion. You mentioned captivated. You're not a captivated office. Explain to us what that means and any other things you want to offer the listeners today.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of agents out there that they can only deal with one carrier. So that's why we call them a captive agent. Unlike us, where we have multiple carriers, again, that we can kind of tailor fit depending on the customer's needs. And the other nice thing is that when you call the office, it's a person that answers the phone. It's
yes.
recording. It's not going down to Milwaukee or anywhere else. It's right here local. And you're gonna hear a voice, which is always nice.
Awesome.
And Troy, before we, give us some last thoughts about Champion Insurance. I know you're located down there. Is that Schofield or is that Weston?
It's Weston technically, but we're right between Wrigley and Walgreens right there, so we're kind of right in between that, and we're just waiting for the road construction to get done. It's been a long summer.
Yeah.
I do a little banking at Brokaw, and I know you're between Brokaw and the log cabin there, and that's a nightmare. You're never quite sure what side of the street you're supposed to be on, and I think some of the guys doing the work, I'm pretty sure they don't work for Scotland Yard or NASA, because one of them sent me, and I almost went off a cliff, So.
Yeah, it's getting close. It's getting close. So.
Yeah, and you're right across the street from Habitat for Humanity, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Awesome. So if you had a chance and you have any insurance needs, Troy has mentioned the lines they carry, stop on out to Champion Insurance and give them a shot at your business. Troy, thanks for coming on Sully's College Football Page and entering into the challenge with Sully. We'll keep an eye on for these 10 games and see if you beat the Grand Poobah. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio. We'll see you back here on the other side of the commercials.
Thanks.
Where did the good old days go? From going to the old A&W drive-in to cruising the strip in town, all things change, some things stay consistent. For almost 75 years, Redant Insurance in Rib Mountain has been providing quality service to its customers. One of the oldest agencies in the area. Your family and neighbors come here, now it's your turn. Call 715-845-9204, click RedantInsurance.com, or stop by 227501 Rib Mountain Drive. Redant Insurance Agency, our family helping yours.
Tommy's Express Car Wash at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston has the tools and experience to keep your car clean inside and out. Our wash packages let you pay for the services you want, including Tommy Garden Body Wax, wheel cleaning and tire gloss, an underbody flush and spot-free rinse. Give your vehicle the cleaning it deserves at Tommy's Express at 102 Bridge Street in Wausau and 1611 Schofield Avenue in Weston.
Kemp Service Center was established in 1951 and to this day is still family-owned. That's 70 years of serving the Wausau area with the best in auto and truck repair. Kemp's certified mechanics service all makes and models, including imports. Don't wait to the last minute to get your oil changed. Kemp's can get the job done in no time. Kemp's Service Center is open Monday through Saturday at the corner of North 6th Street and East Wausau Avenue in Wausau.
You don't have to choose between personal, hometown service, and the latest banking technology. Brokaw Credit Union has it all. Whether you're looking to finance your first home, grow your savings, or get a new set of wheels, we're here to help. Check us out at BrokawCU.com. It's hard to find great Italian food in Wausau unless you're familiar with Carmelo's Italian Restaurant. Established in 1986 by the Oliva family, three generations still strive to provide a family atmosphere and fine dining experience. Carmelo's is proud to serve authentic Italian made with fresh ingredients. Their recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Reservations are recommended Tuesdays through Sundays, and they are closed on Mondays. Carmelo's Italian Restaurant, located at the base of Granite Peak on North Mountain Road, Wausau. Check them out at carmelositalian.com.
All righty, Sully. Welcome back to Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino, sitting in for Chan Holmes at 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio. Across from me, the Grand Poobah, Sully. We're moving on to the G5 Top 20. Starting out at 20 is Troy up against Louisiana Monroe,
yes.
19 Appalachian State against Coastal Carolina, Connecticut against Boston College, Louisiana Tech, has a bye this week, and Old Dominion at James Madison. What do you see in that group of five, Sully?
You know, first of all, Connecticut is independent, and that's Jim Mora, who's done really, really good work there.
Mora Jr.?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That, what was that? Playoffs?
Playoffs.
Yeah. His son. Yeah. And then for those of you who are with us on site, you should know that Appalachian State is not in Conference USA, as I so astutely misrepresented. They are in the Sun Belt. So my apologies there. Louisiana Tech lost a game to Kennesaw State. Now, Kennesaw State is out of Georgia. And they're a very good team. And I got to tell you, I was more than surprised. Louisiana went into that game, Louisiana Tech, at 5-1. And they haven't been very good since they fired Skip Holtz, loose son, a few years back. But anyway, Kennesaw State just took care of business with them. So those teams in Old Dominion has had a very good year. And then they ran in the Marshall, and of course we always used to say we are, and then Marshall. Yes. You know, nonetheless, Marshall doubled them up. So some good games and some surprises in the bottom five this week.
Absolutely. Moving on to the next five, we have Southern Miss at Louisiana. Western Michigan has a bye this week. Hawaii has Colorado State coming up. Fresno State has a bye as well. Western Kentucky versus Florida International. And at number 10, the team you just mentioned, Kennesaw State versus, they have a bye. Two byes in that round there.
Yeah, this time of year, after you get into 5, 6, and 7, you start seeing a lot of byes. And a lot of times, Joe, it'll be in conference play. So what they try to do is, if you and I are playing, say, next week, they try to give us a bye at the same time, so neither team has the extra week to prepare. So it's an attempt at fairness, and they kind of occur at this point. You know, Southern Miss won a game against Georgia Southern last week that I did not think they'd win, but they found a way. And, of course, our Packer fans will know that's Brett Favre's school.
Right.
Western Michigan, they started out the season. They were either 0-2 or 0-3. And then they played Toledo, who we were very high on, and beat them. And they haven't lost since. They are currently leading the MAC. And, you really need to look at opponents, not necessarily records, especially early in the year, because some of these teams will step up and play some pretty good Power Four. And I'm going to stop there for a second and just let people know that Power Four and Group of Five, that is not NCAA language. The NCAA would not know, technically what you're talking about.
Right.
Because these teams are all FBS, Football Bowl Subdivision. They all schedule, or they all can offer up to 105 scholarships. So, but Group of Five and Power Four is a distinction that is made by the College Football Playoff Committee, which has really nothing to do with the NCAA.
Gotcha. There we go. There we have it. Moving on to the next five. I think we already mentioned this one. Kennesaw State has a bye. James Madison at Old Dominion. Boise State, we previewed them earlier, up against UNLV. Navy up against, they have a bye. North Texas, they have a bye, or they had a bye. They're up against Texas San Antonio. What do you have in that group there, Sully?
Yeah, I think James Madison here is a team that has one loss, and that's to Ole Miss. So they are playing at a pretty high level. They are out of the Sun Belt, and right now they look to be the class of that league. I think Navy is unbeaten, and they are just very, very difficult to defend. They got a great quarterback kid named Horvat who does a terrific job of reading things. And, they're hard to key because he'll counterspin and they'll get the linebackers taking a step and then they'll run a reverse out of that. So the way he opened and then comes back, they end up going the way he opened, which, may – Anyway, if I'm confusing you, that's what they do. They create confusion.
Well, and it's a basic football principle. If you get them going the wrong way, you already have the advantage.
And I can tell you, a basketball guy who was big on this was Bobby Knight. Bobby Knight would always say, get the defense to take a step in the wrong direction. And then he would talk about crossover seal, which you would then say you set a pick for yourself.
Right.
But nonetheless, yeah, some really good. We're getting into some undefeated teams, some 5-1 teams. And these teams can line up and they can play and beat the lower portion of the Power Four, whether it's the Big 12, the ACC, or the big boys in the Big 10 and the SEC.
Right. Running through the top five here, we have San Diego State, who has a bye. Tulane at Army, UNLV at Boise State, previewed that earlier. Memphis has a bye coming up here. And then we have number one ranked teams, South Florida, who has just taken it to a couple of unexpected teams that they would go up against. And they are playing FAU, Florida Atlantic University. Is that Sully?
Yes, that's Florida Atlantic. Now, Florida Atlantic this year lost to Florida International, which they don't do. I mean, it's been a long while since I've seen that. So FAU is down. FIU is up. South Florida has lost one game to a Miami team, but they have otherwise rolled. They blasted Boise State in their opener, and they beat Florida.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to give that team its propers. Memphis, they're in the same league, but they don't play, Joe. So these teams are on a collision course towards the American Conference Championship. UNLV, we talked about them. Danny Mullen has kind of done that with mirrors, and he might be up against it because Boise, you know, they're going to be like Dracula. No image in the mirror, man. They're just going to get after him.
Yeah.
And Tulane, the Green Wave, really talented group. They lost to Ole Miss as well. So I might be misspeaking about who beat I mentioned that Ole Miss had beaten somebody, perhaps incorrectly, because I know they beat Tulane.
Okay.
Because when the kids were leaving the field, the Ole Miss kids, they were looking for the Green Wave. Where's that Green Wave?
Right.
It was
right.
Pretty funny. All right. So nonetheless, those teams, Joe, if you look, a lot of them are from the American.
Yeah. Yep. Awesome. That's our G5 Sully's College Football Page Top 20. This is Sully's College Football Page on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM radio. We'll catch you back on the flip side of the commercials.
The Mint Cafe, serving old-fashioned American comfort food in a cozy atmosphere. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner, your choice is the Mint Cafe. Call ahead for carryouts, deliveries to downtown Wausau, and catering is also available. Check them out at mintcafewausau.com.
Looking for a part for your vehicle? Look to Hilltop Auto Wrecking in Wausau. Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find just about any part you need for your car, truck, or SUV. They have a great selection of auto glass and tires with lots of sizes ready to go. Hilltop Auto Wrecking is always looking to buy vehicles, so if you're stuck with an older junker, they can haul it away for cash. Hilltop Auto Wrecking, family owned and operated for over 40 years at 237-934 Del Rio Road, formerly 6806 North 33rd Street, Wausau. Call 715-675-3258.
Are you looking to furnish a new home, apartment, or cabin? Are you looking for quality clothing at a reasonable price? Well, if you are, be sure to stop at St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau. Make them your first stop, your one-stop shop for furniture, clothing, accessories, home products, and much more. And remember, St. Vincent de Paul in Wausau is more than just a thrift store. It's a local ministry meeting the needs of our community. Your purchases benefit those in need right here at home. So shop St. Vincent de Paul at 131 West Thomas Street in Wausau, where your purchases benefit your neighbors.
Since 1997, Mountain Bay Auto Care has been serving central Wisconsin with top quality and affordable car repair and service. With ASC certified mechanics, stop by 5702 Stella Avenue in Schofield or call 715-355-8646. The warmth of your home is about making memories with family and friends and enjoying life's celebrations. At Menzner Hardwoods of Marathon, they understand the importance of bringing warmth to a place you call home. For over a century, their fifth-generation family business has been creating beautiful woodwork for the home and office, just as they have for over 130 years. Menzner Hardwoods looks forward to providing you with elegant wood products to enhance the beauty of your home or office. Visit them at MenznerHardwoods.com. Menzner Hardwoods, timeless beauty for your home or office. The Eat Fresh Refresh doesn't stop at your local Wausau Subways. When the urge hits, make sure to stop by any of the four Wausau Subway locations at 1609 Merrill Avenue, 330 East Bridge Street, 1819 West Stewart Avenue, and 4300 Rib Mountain Drive in Walmart. Catering, remote ordering, curbside pickup, and Subway delivery all available. And make sure to use the Subway app when you need Subway. Subway with four Wausau locations.
Buck's Golf Shop, for all of your golfing needs. Located at 903 Grand Avenue, Suite C8, Rothschild, Wisconsin, 54474 in the Bushka & Bushka Insurance Building on the east side. Specializing in Badger, Bucks, Brewer, and Packer golf-related items. Green Tag Sale is 30% off the retail price. Call 715-581-2646 or email wellsgolf@pcpros.net.
At People's State Bank, we think checking accounts are like SUVs. That's why we offer more features to fuel your lifestyle. The best part? You can open an account without leaving your driveway. Just visit bankpeoples.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All righty, welcome back to Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes here on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio. We are entering the Sully's College Football Page Power 4 Top 25. We're going to run through the first 15 here for you, and then the last segment we're going to focus on the top 10. In that, top 25, Notre Dame beat North Carolina State last week. Now they're up against SC, who's 5-1 in the Big Ten. They will be visible on Peacock.
Yeah, this is going to be a fun game to watch, no doubt about it. A lot of offense.
Yep, and then we go to Texas. They beat Oklahoma. They're at Kentucky. That game is on ESPN at 6. Cincinnati beat Central Florida. Up next is Oklahoma State. That is the Big 12, of course. BYU and Utah, we've previewed earlier. That game is on Fox at 7. Then we have number 21, Nebraska, who just got beat last night, but Minnesota, which will surely drop. Oh, no, that is that game. That was last night.
Yes.
I'm a remiss. So we move on to 20, Louisville at Miami. They had a bye last week. Miami is favored by 13.5 in this game.
Yeah, Joe, and Miami and Louisville played last night. And Louisville shockingly beat them. You know, Carson Beck, their quarterback, who, you know, many people are saying was one of the leading candidates for the Heisman, threw four picks last night. So the chances of him getting to New York are diminished, and he may have lost the Heisman last night. So big win for Louisville. Nebraska, I got to tell you quickly, Joe, they lost that game. James Franklin and Penn State lost them that game because all week, all the chatter has been about Nebraska's coach, Matty Rhule, going to Penn State. He played there. He's a guy that, you know, has built programs. But I'm going to say pull the reins a little bit here because they were getting rid of Franklin because he was like 2-23 against the top 25 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what Matty Rhule is.
Right.
He's, you know, and then, okay, who has winning records against the top, you know, like, because they would go top five. Well, you know, Franklin lost to Ohio State, Michigan, Oregon occasionally. Who doesn't lose to those teams,
right?
You know?
So. I mean, it's like you get subconsciously brought into this that we're not winning. You know, and that's ridiculous. But anyway, moving on to 19 is Virginia. They have a bye or had a bye, and now they're up against Washington State. Utah beat Arizona last game. They're at BYU. We showcased that earlier. Washington beat Rutgers. 38-19 there at Michigan, which we previously reviewed as well. And at 16, we have Vanderbilt 5-1 up against LSU, ones that we already covered. But what do you see in there that we might be missing a little bit of information
you know,
on?
Those are some, there are, you know, as there are every week, you know, good games. And so a lot of the top 10 games are followed that they would be in the top 25. So, yeah, Joe, we talked about a lot of those games. You know, we talked about Diego Pavier with practice and taking a knee. So I was happy to see Alabama.
I will guarantee you that him practicing taking a knee for that last game, that is up on a board somewhere in the locker room for this game. That will be on every opposing coach's board saying, you know, this is how they respect their opponents, in which they don't.
You know, Joe, and that's 100% accurate, and that's what they will do. In his defense, everybody in the SEC, including their mouthpiece, Paul Feinbaum, take shots at Vandy. Well, Vandy's is the far and away the best academic school in the SEC. However, Florida, Missouri, A&M, and Texas are all members of what we talked about earlier, the AAU, their Research One institutions. But for undergraduate, Vandy more than carries the SEC's water academically. Right. So
absolutely. Moving on to the 15th ranked team is Oklahoma. They lost to Texas last week in Arch Manning, and they are up against South Carolina. Then we have USC going up against Notre Dame, LSU going up against Vandy, Missouri, who lost to Alabama, going up against Auburn, and 11, we have Georgia Tech, who beat Virginia Tech, up against Duke.
Yeah, so many of these games we discussed, you know, the game that I wanted to mention where there was a lot of angst was the Auburn game last week where they were playing Georgia. That is the second oldest rivalry in the FBS behind the Badgers and Minnesota. That said, we already talked about the team that has the longest rivalry going, and that's Lehigh, and that's against Lafayette. But nonetheless, there was a lot of discussion about Auburn not being given a fair shake in that Georgia game. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out, because I think they're going to come
out
respond.
With yeah, absolutely. You know, and looking at that USC Notre Dame game, there's a lot of potential here for upsets.
That Maiava, Jaden Maiava, is leading the country in passes, passing yards per attempt. Joe, he's almost at 11. Not completion, attempt. So every time that guy attempts a pass, it essentially is the equivalent of a first down. And Notre Dame's kid, C.J. Carr, he's third. He's like 10.2 something. So, I mean, there's going to be fireworks. But like I said, that game is very interesting on 6:30 tonight. If Notre Dame can run the ball, which I think they can, that will be the key to them beating and slowing down that SC offense.
Absolutely. What else you see in that group there, Sully?
You know, Eli Drinkwitz.
What a name.
That's a great
Eli
name.
Drinkwitz.
Right. Yeah. He might be the best coach in the FBS and least talked about. You know, I mean, he clearly is the least talked about best coach. But, you know, he's being talked about, and many are, for the Penn State job. Bo Preluba, I'm butchering his last name. But if Drinkwitz was offered the Penn State job, Preboda. Bo Preboda was the quarterback at Penn State last year. He was the backup. So if Drinkwitz were to get offered, I would bet a dollar to, you know, several donuts that he will take Preboda with him.
Right.
So that, how cool would that be? Here's this guy back in Happy Valley.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And all the, you know, the shucking and jiving that's going on and all the shifting with the NIL and that whole basket of whatever you want to call it, we still have yet to see it shake out. You know?
Yeah, we don't. You don't know, and there's so much speculation, and you could see it last night. You know, I watched the game that the Nebraska kids. There was an edge missing. It was like a void, and they just never responded. And you know, the one thing about PJ, he brings energy to every. I know the people in Minnesota, for whatever reason, have never really warmed up to him. I think he does a real good job there. And you know, when with their rival, with Wisconsin, they had lost 15 of 16. If they win this time, their lead since he's been there will go to 2 games. They're currently up 1.
You know, and it's pretty amazing when you talk about this stuff. You know, coaches switching, all of that. The fact that it's non-football related technically to the game,
yes,
and how much of an impact it has on the spirits and the minds of the players, you wouldn't think there would be such a direct correlation. But obviously there is.
There is. Yeah. You know, and these kids are recruited by coaches, not schools.
Right.
You know, unless you're a guy that grew up in Bozeman and you're going to Montana, I mean, that's your deal.
Right.
Okay. Then the school. But for the most part, it's the coach. Now, when a head coach gets dismissed or leaves to take another job, and 100% of the time that I'm aware of, it's more money, they The kids are what? Because the assistants are going to get released. And so what do the kids do? So at least the NCAA has got this right, that when a coach leaves, the kids are free to transfer immediately. So that's a good thing.
Absolutely. That wraps up that segment. We're going to get to the top 10, the crescendo of the Sully's College Football Page Top 25. Top 10 coming up. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes. 98.9, 1230 AM, Bull Falls Radio.
Trap River Golf Course in Wausau is a unique 18-hole public course. The relaxed atmosphere and breathtaking Northwood scenery is sure to make your golfing day a satisfying experience. For membership information and tee times, call Trap River Golf Course at 715-675-3044.
Brands Propane at 1153 Foundry Street in Schofield is a logo family-owned complete service company serving central Wisconsin for over 2 generations. Brands Propane is a value-driven company whose goal every day is to provide excellent service, maintain the highest safety, reliability in customer care, and competitive pricing. France Propane, service first, safety always. Check out France Propane at francepropane.com. For over 30 years, Webco has worked with corporations, schools, organizations on their apparel and promotional needs. Webco can handle small quantities to orders in the thousands with a fast turnaround. Webco of Wausau, 1405 West Thomas Street.
It's almost Halloween, and Wausau Dance Theater's Thriller, a dance spooktacular, is back to thrill audiences once again. Join us Saturday, October 18th at 1:30 and 7 p.m. at the UWSP at Wausau James F. Benega Theater. Come see ghosts, mummies, vampires, and more. Bring the whole family, wear your costumes, and get ready for a frightfully fun performance that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Tickets and info at the Central Wisconsin School of Ballet. Call 715-842-3606 today.
North End Pub, cold beer, clever conversation, all stories cross-referenced for validity. If you're looking for a nice spot to hang with friends, North End Pub will do the trick. Stop in for thirst relief today. North End Pub, North 3rd Avenue, Wausau.
Big Fat Designs can give your company the cutting-edge look it needs to attract customers and stand out from the rest. From websites and print designs to logos and letterheads, Big Fat Designs is your effective and affordable marketing solution. E-commerce, online customer database, video and audio players, Big Fat Designs does it all. And the best part, you deal with someone locally to talk with, to meet with, working hands-on towards your success. Big Fat Designs in Wausau. Find out more online at BigFatDesigns.com.
Witness the difference at Newman Catholic Schools, where education is embraced by the Christian faith and students are held to a high standard of academic excellence. Schedule a tour and learn what it means to be a Newman Catholic Cardinal. Visit NewmanCatholicSchools.com to learn more.
Alrighty, we're back here at Sully's College Football Page. I'm Joe Nino sitting in for Chad Holmes. Across from me is the Grand Poobah Sully. We're moving into the top 10 of Sully's college football top 25 Power 4 rankings. And we're starting here with Tennessee at 10. Beat Arkansas last time, 34-31. They are at Alabama. They're 5-1 in the SEC.
Hey, and before we start on that, I want to give a shout out to four or five of my good friends down in the Joliet area, Dorothy and Dolores, the twins. Spent a lot of time in my college years with those two, and I can't tell you how many laughs we had over the years. The Lanigans are tuned in. I spent a lot of time with Mark, Providence guy with me during the high school years. And then, of course, my brother, Pat, who's the only guy in Illinois who I can beat in checkers. So I always try to stay in touch with Pat.
You're playing checkers, or you're playing chess and he's playing checkers, or you're playing checkers and he's playing chess?
Well, we used to play chess, but when I get my pawn to the end of the board and say king, Pat got so disgusted, I told him to king me. So, no, now it's checkers.
And chess is, you know, three moves ahead. We have a hard time keeping one and two moves ahead.
Joe, that's why I moved away from that game, believe me.
All righty.
Yes,
go ahead.
All right, so, you know, Tennessee, we talked about big game with Alabama. You know, Tennessee and Alabama are like rivals, you know, and have been for years because Bama was in the West Division for all those years when they went to divisional play, and Tennessee was in the East. So if you were Tennessee, you had kind of a rough deal. You know, Mississippi State got Vanderbilt, you know, so, and Bama used to complain about that. Saban, you know, Saban would say, how come I got to play Tennessee? Why don't I get to play Vandy every now and then? But nonetheless, so there's a long history here and a big rivalry. And, you know, when those teams get together, there's over 100,000 people in the stadium. So yeah,
that Tennessee program has got a following a lot like Wisconsin had.
Yeah. And they're very good.
Yes. Yes. At number 9, we have Georgia, who beat Auburn last week 20-10, up against Ole Miss. You know, they're favored. Georgia's favored by 7.5 there.
So. Yeah, that kind of surprised me. Now, the game simulator says flip a coin. It when it looked at those 8 categories, it found that they each were going to win 4. Georgia, to me, you trust more than Ole Miss. At least I do.
Right.
You know, so we'll see what happens there. And Georgia was involved in some really controversial calls against Auburn. So you can bet the SEC sat down, their officials had some discussions about that. And, of course, it is absolutely incumbent on them to come out and try to get that right. Not in any way discriminate against Georgia because you discriminated for them the week before. But that should be an interesting – I'm going to be watching the officials early in that game.
Absolutely. At number 8, we have Alabama going up against number 10, Tennessee, our first matchup of top 10 teams in this segment.
Yeah, and Bama, you know, is favored by 9.5. And that's the opening line. You know, Joe, I don't track them after I look on ESPN when I'm starting to put together the show. And then I never go back. So
it can move a point or two or a half point.
It does. You know, and so, again, that Alabama-Tennessee game is a game that I would take some time to check out. It's on ABC at 6:30. The problem is, for me, it's going to be running at exactly the same time as Notre Dame and Southern Cal.
Absolutely. Moving up to number 7, we have Oregon 5-1, lost to Indiana University, I believe, last week, and they're up against Rutgers. Oregon is favored by 16.5.
Yeah, and I think that number's a little lower than I would have thought. You know, Greg Schiano is a really interesting guy, great coach. You know, he and Pat Fitzgerald and Kyle Whittingham, those guys always reminded me of each other because they're like the old tobacco-chewing, you know, in-your-face football guys. And really good coaches. I think the line would be more had Oregon not got popped by Indiana. And I'll tell you, you had to be impressed with what Indiana did to them. They just went in there and controlled the game.
On the road.
Yes. And you had that racket that those fans out in Oregon make. So impressive. Oregon's going to, you know, they got everything in front of them. They just got to keep winning. And, you know, it's going to come down. And I don't believe they play Ohio State. They might, but anyway.
Big plays, turnovers.
Yes.
Moving on to Texas Tech at number six. They beat Kansas last week 42-17. They're up against an unranked Arizona State.
Yeah, and they're 10.5-point favorite. The site likes them 8-0. So, you know, like I said, there was a lot of money thrown around in NIL this past year. And you know, this is Joey Jones's team. No, not Joey Jones. Joey McGuire. Joey Jones was the old South Alabama coach. But nonetheless, Joey McGuire is a Texas guy, you know, and he knows everybody in that state. He's a high school coach there. And I'll tell you, he must know a lot of those guys with 10-gallon hats because they're getting a lot of oil money.
Absolutely. Moving up to number five, Ole Miss beat Washington State last week 24-21. They're up against the Bulldogs of Georgia. 5-1 they are. Georgia's favored by 7.5 in this one, Sully.
Yeah, and that Washington State game's a little scary, you know, for Ole Miss. Now, maybe they were looking ahead. I'm not sure what happened there, but Washington State is about 3-3.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, they were rolling along, and then they played San Diego State and got beat 34-0. I remember thinking, where'd that score come from? So this precursor here, the game last week, might be a little indicator of what's to come against Georgia.
Well, and on this one, the simulator has a flip of a coin as well.
Yeah. You know, it's by the numbers.
Yes.
So the site wouldn't care if it was Alabama or Washington State.
Right.
It wouldn't know.
Right. And that, you know what, and that's the greatest part about Sully's college football page, and I just wanted to chime this in. There's a lot of information out there about college sports, especially college football. You have to go to Sully's college football page. I mean, it is a one-stop shop for all anything you want to do. I don't care if it's fantasy football, if it's in, you know, if there's college fantasy football, or if it's, you know, just wanting to have knowledge to, you know, shoot the proverbial, whatever you want to call it, and have conversations with your buddies. It's all on one site.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can go to game day or you know, and you can look, if you put Wisconsin in and leave the date blank, it'll give you every game the Badgers have played since 2009. If you want to look at who played in October of 2009, say you got October 3rd, it will give you every game that was played in 2009 on October 3rd. The simulator is a great feature. Then, of course, we have the rankings, which is based on 4 years. We have the recruiting, which is also based on 4 years. And so a lot of work goes into it, Joe, and I got to tell you, I'm sometimes a little overwhelmed by all the data that's there.
Oh, I hear you. So up at number four, we have Miami. They had a bye last week going up against Louisville. Miami's favored by 13.5.
Yeah, and that game was played last night.
Oh, yeah.
And Carson Beck, their All-American quarterback, you know, who was at Georgia, he threw 4 picks. It was the poorest I've seen him play. And I got to tell you, a lot of them, I didn't get the sense that he was rushed.
Right.
He just lined up and he just, for whatever reason.
Had an off day?
He wasn't seeing things.
Right.
You know,
yep.
I think they played it looked to me like they were playing man on the outside and zone inside. But you can't see because the camera follows the ball. But
right.
It looked like that.
Right.
And he was just not seeing guys
right.
that were in the underneath coverage.
Well, and, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know this. I'm sure the aficionados out there know it. But there's a simple thing that they do, and they put a man in motion. Someone follows them, it's man-to-man.
Man, sure.
If it's no one follows them, it's zone. And that's why you see a lot of motion. It's not because it's part of the play, it's to decide what to do during the play.
Exactly right, Joe. And, you know, you see pregame pre-snap shifts.
Yep.
All right, and then they'll settle. Then they'll send somebody in motion. And all the while, you're reading that, and so is the quarterback.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. Moving on, we've showcased this one already. Number three, Ohio State, right now, currently three in Sully's college football page. They're 6-0. They beat Illinois. They're at Wisconsin. We've covered this in depth. Ohio State's favored by a meager 27.5.
Yeah. You know, and the site, as far as the favorite goes, will kind of draw that together. Because what it does is it takes what Ohio State averages offensively and what Wisconsin gives up. And so it'll get a total than a mean. So sometimes it's closer than it actually
absolutely
really is scheduled.
And we'll just cover this one quick. We're running out of time. Texas A&M beat Florida last week. They're at Arkansas. And the number one ranked here in college, Sully's college football page, is Indiana. They beat Oregon. They're up against MSU this week.
Yeah, A&M will get Arkansas. I don't, you know, Sam Pittman got dismissed, and
yes,
Patino's back there, and then Indiana should really have their way with Michigan State.
Absolutely, a great body of college football this week, all covered by Sully's college football page and the Grand Poobah Sully. I'm Joe Nino, sitting in for Chad Holmes on 98.9 FM, 1230 AM radio. Go check out Sully's college football page. Enjoy the games. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Joe.
WXCO 1230 AM.